Tuesday, January 24th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Some constitutionalists claim that Donald Trump was in violation of the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8, barring presidents from accepting income from foreign governments in any form because he hasn't divested his foreign holdings or even fully disclosed them by refusing to release his tax return. Trump resigned from controlling entities, turning that over to his sons, but still retains some vested interest. Even if he donates part of the proceeds to charity, that still becomes the Clinton Foundation in spades. Trump knows that he is wrong, but his lawyers think that bringing a successful suit against him will be difficult and can be rebuffed with good lawyering, which Donald typically has. I believe that the consensus of constitutional scholars is against him. I think that there's another reason that he should divest his foreign holdings. If I were a terrorist, and I'm not, I wouldn't think of attacking hardened U.S. embassies. I would attack Trump properties around the world, blow his name off buildings, kill a few associates, and take hostages of others. Foreign investment partners were offering Trump new deals, which he said he turned down. Under fire, literally, they would run from him like scared rabbits if his properties became targets. Let me assure you that they are. How would Trump feel if terrorists blew up the U.S. embassy in Tanzania, or one of Trump international properties? How about Panama City, Panama, Makati, Philippines, Mumbai and Pune, India, Istanbul, Turkey, Seoul, South Korea, Dubai, UAE? None of these properties would be hardened like an embassy, and the attack on a Trump property would be personal in some ways that might get to this president more deeply than others. Trump properties around the world now have to be considered prime terrorist targets, so by not divesting them as constitutionally required, he is putting others at risk. So when terrorists attack his property and the U.S. military responds, does it become his personal Swiss guard with marine detachments needed to protect all the Trump towers overseas? This should all be avoided. If Trump goes after China on trade, as expected, I don't think that they will respond by buying more U.S. pork. I think that if they act to shut off access to Chinese products, that China will reorganize its sourcing and marketing of products to the European Union, Asia, and South America to compensate for the loss of the United States. Chinese President Xi told the group of Davos that China would lead globalization forward if the U.S. stops doing so. China will step in to fill the void in Asia that the U.S. withdrawal from the TPP will create for them. China will now move to set the region's trade rules. Given pork imports and domestic production, the supply of pork in China rose enough to pressure prices, lowering profit margins there. U.S. pork producers reportedly told the Chinese that they were the better hog producers. China already knew that. That's why they bought Smithfield Foods. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Another blow to the beef industry was the formal withdrawal by President Trump from the TPP. That leaves Australia with a 10% tariff advantage importing beef into Japan that the TPP was going to fix. Mexico is the U.S. second largest beef buyer, so all these manufacturing jobs that Trump is going to create here will cost the ag sector exports. Ag exports have been the beneficiary of globalization. Many saw TPP as good foreign policy as well as a trade agreement. President Trump told a select group of major CEOs on Monday that he would cut regulation by 75% or more, massively reduce taxes for the middle class, and impose a major border tax. Later, he told congressional leaders that he would have won the popular vote were it not for 3 to 5 million illegal voters in the election. During the campaign, he had promised to label China a currency manipulator on day one, but day one passed and that didn't happen. 75% deregulation is a lot to believe. The massive tax cut for this for the wealthy in the plans he has proposed, and border taxes will bring on trade wars. Losing the popular election to voter fraud is the latest conspiracy theory. Former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue will be our new Secretary of Agriculture. Southern ag interests say that he is great and the regional bias is unwarranted. Then show me a Southern official that is pro-ethanol. They represent big cattle and big oil. Perdue was big chicken, the same as big cattle. One wants cheap corn and the other no competition from biofuel. I don't think that Iowa Senator Joni Ernst got the answer she wanted out of Scott Pruitt in hearings for the EPA head position. She reportedly asked if he would maintain the RFS. I think what Pruitt said is that if someone would send him a petition to change the point of obligation to remove the blending requirement from Carl Icahn's and CHS refineries, that he would approve it. There are petitions and waivers that can dilute the RFS. Trump probably couldn't have picked a more anti-ethanol EPA head than Pruitt. You're listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.